We're joined live by Ahmed Qureshi, a senior fellow of the Pakistani think tank Project for the 21st Century. Good to have you with us. So bin Laden is dead. What's next? What's next for the war on terror?
Well, I think we're moving now very fast toward the end game in Afghanistan. I think if we just move beyond the death or the assassination of Osama bin Laden, we can see that one way or the other, the United States has been provided a face-saving way to sort of say that now we can actually get out of Afghanistan. And I think one reason why you're seeing the Pakistani government quiet on the circumstances surrounding what happened last night is that apparently the Pakistanis are also happy in government. I mean, today morning, the official statement that came out of the Pakistani foreign ministry was very keen on giving full credit for the operation to the U.S. government. And it was strange because normally the Pakistani government has been very careful not to get itself involved in anything that would involve U.S. military on Pakistani soil. But in this case, the Pakistani government is very happy to give full credit for the death or the assassination of bin Laden to the U.S. government. It just seems that the Pakistani officials are happy, and one reason for that is, well, if the Americans are happy and if they have something in their hands that would give them a face-saving way of saying, this is it, this is the end, and I think we should move out now out of Afghanistan or begin the process toward that goal, then this is a good excuse as any to do that.